Morena, happy Monday. Welcome to my Monday morning meeting with myself and you. How's your weekend been? Do you know, I love these meetings. I love them because one of my favourite things has always been to interview myself. When I was a kid, I used to make up, like I used to sit in my bedroom and pretend I was in a TV show and I would ask myself questions like a weirdo. Like I would say, and how do you feel about that, Lisa? And I would be both the presenter. I was the interviewer and the interviewee, you know? I loved it. I used to ask myself questions all the time. And I'm still addicted to asking myself questions. Like, I love self-inquiry. Like, I love being in the supermarket. And I was in the supermarket today and I watched this woman behaving super weirdly with her kids. And I was like, how do you feel about that, Lisa? What do you think's going on? Not really sure. Wow, I don't want to be too judgmental, but what the fuck? That's not right. It's not right. Does she need a hand? No, I think she's okay. Is she okay? Is she just odd? What's going on? Like I was having this whole inner dialogue with myself where I'm kind of commenting and researching my own thoughts. You know, I think do we all do it or am I mental? Anyway, message me. I'm not sure. But I love asking myself questions. And when I started with my planner, creating my planner a million years ago, I was like, right, how's your food going, Lisa? How hydrated have you been? How does your head feel? Overall health, how are you feeling? How's your fitness? How's your relationship? How's your children? How is your career, your job, your friendships? Like that's where all those questions came from that are in the front of the planner. And I like to go, right, what's happening this week, girl? What's going on? What are your four focuses? And I don't think, even for an octopus like me, we can do more than four focuses. You know, like, and I think one of the biggest questions, there's all these other questions that I kind of run in my head. Oh my God, I'm the new planner. 2026 planner is so cool. It's got money pages so we can sort our money out, which is fucking great. So that's exciting. So I've got new pages coming for that. And so I have all these other questions that are constantly running in my head. And some of them are like, how do you want to feel this week? Just think about that. How do you want to feel? So my answer for this week is I want to feel organized. I really want to feel organized. I've got a trip coming up to Europe in 6 weeks and there's quite a lot to organize for that trip, both for the trip, like while I'm traveling and stuff, and for when I'm away, you know. And so work stuff and all kinds of stuff. So I'm very excited about that, but organized. If I could have a feeling on Friday, I reckon organized. Is it? What's the feeling you want to have on Friday? I love that. Now, how can I make this week easier is one of my questions that I usually hit about Sunday morning. I'm normally sitting thinking, you have a week ahead of you, my darling. What are you going to do about it? And I've started doing a bit of meal prep. Not a huge amount, but just thinking about what am I going to eat and having a quick scan and then making sure I've got the stuff in the house. Because if I don't have the right stuff, I can't eat the right things. And then what happens is, you know, if I haven't got the right stuff, if I haven't got eggs, I reach for the bread. You know, and I'm like, well, that's not good for Lisa, is it? No, why don't we have more eggs? Why don't we have, you know, if I haven't got fresh, like organic carrots, one of my favorite things in the world, if I haven't got organic carrots, then what would I do? So I have to go and do a wee search on a Sunday and find these things. And I've got bowls of boiled eggs everywhere at the minute, and they're really great. Because if I'm running late, which often I am with, you know, my lack of time boundaries, I can just run out the door with a handy towel with two boiled eggs in my pocket. And I go, well, there you go. That's kind to my body, isn't it? That's good. That's good protein for me. And that's good. It keeps my brain busy, keeps my body good. And it's just better than nothing or better than some shitty food. So I've always been very proactive with food because I'm celiac and I can't eat gluten. I can't just stop anywhere and grab a muffin because that doesn't work, right? So anyway, but I've got better at the having good stuff. I've always got nuts. I've always got nuts everywhere, in the car, in my handbag, in the office. And now I've always got a boiled egg in my pocket. So there you go. What's your priority for the week? Like you've got four focuses, but what is your priority So for me, I'm spending a lot of time this week writing my new Reclaim Your Life program. Oh God, I spent some time on it on the weekend. I'm so excited about it. And helping people to reclaim their lives is something I spend a lot of time doing anyway. But now I've got it official, like it's an official, and it starts on the 9th of September. And it's an online live, but online, so anyone can join anywhere in the world. And we're doing 3 Tuesdays in the evenings in New Zealand time. So you should join that if you want to, if you want to reclaim your life. If you just go, where did my fucking life go? You want to pull it back? There you go. That's what we're doing that. So that's my priority. And then what's something, this is another question I ask myself all the time, what's something that your future you would like you to do? So my future me wants me to do a lot more cardio and walking because I'm going to be walking my ass off in Europe. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be walking, walking, walking. And I'm going with my gorgeous friend Fiona, and she has been walking her ass off, like literally her ass is gone. And so I'm going to have to keep up. So I'm going to have to be doing lots of walking. So anyway, the next 6 weeks, I need to be doing lots more stepping, lots more walking, so that I can prepare my little feet and my hips and my enormous ass for wandering around and doing, you know, like I remember when I was in New York, I did 25,000 steps in a day and I thought I was going to die. I actually thought I was going to die. It was a great day. It was awesome. But shit, oh dear, you just don't realize how far you can walk in some cities, you know? So anyway, that's what my future me wants. Future me wants lots of water and lots of walking. Water and walking. This week is brought to you by the letter W. And then how can you have more fun? How can you have more fun? So this weekend, I'm in a national sport tournament with my son, which I love. But it's not my first choice, just quietly, of things to do with the weekend. Hanging out with sweaty bodies and watching sport, you know, and like obviously I love it and I love him, but I'm like, wow, that's 3 fucking days of my life. So then I'm like, what can I do so that I still am filling my own tank, you know? And I think this is really important. And when you are giving all the time, and I was thinking about this on the weekend, you know, we have, you know, when you thought, oh, let's have a baby, that'll be fun. It is fun, don't get me wrong. My kids are my greatest teachers and I just fucking love doing life with them. But there's a lot of stuff that you don't realise you're going to be signed up for, you know, like sports tournaments, like travelling to things you actually don't give a shit about. There's so much that we do out of love, out of service, and out of enjoyment because we want to watch them compete, we want to share in things with them, we want to experience things with them, and it's all good. Except when you just wake up and go, everything I've done for the last 2 months, 5 years, 12 years, fucking decades, whatever, has been for someone else. And when do you get to do something on your terms for you? When do you get to do that? So I'm bloody good at putting this in my life now because I literally can't not. My face gets all screwed up and I can't hold it together anymore. I used to be able to be nice. I could smile and be passive aggressive. I can't even do that anymore. Now I'm an old crone. I just, my face goes, bleh. I'm like, nah, fuck. I can't do it. I've got to have my own space. I've got to have time for me. I've got to have some time on my own. I need hours and hours and hours of time on my own just to stay sane. Because there's so much to process when you're a middle-aged person, isn't there? And I love that. I just love hanging out with myself. But anyway, I also love hanging out, and I'm hanging out with my friend Sally on Thursday, and we are going to laugh so hard because Sally and I just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and we don't even have to do anything. But I've got some lovely time in the calendar with her, and I'm so excited. And Sally's a very creative, gorgeous human. She is actually the designer of my purpose planner. So when I started doing the planner, the first few I did myself, and then Sally's professional. And I said, mate, get on in here, would you, and fucking fix this up. So she does everything. She's amazing. So I'm going to be hanging out with her, and that'll just fill up my little love tank. I'll be smiling and laughing and so happy. So that's my week. So they're good questions for you. What would make your week more fun? What's something you could do just on your terms? What's something future you really wants from you? There you go. So that's quite a bit to think about, isn't it? That's a big week. A big week of just thinking about making your life better. because it's your job. It's your job to make your life amazing. No other bastard's going to do it. That's what I've noticed. So I'm excited about that. Oh, and if you've got any tips, I need any tips from any of you out there listening to this gorgeous podcast. Oh, a good quick favour. Could you like the podcast? Could you do a star likey review thing? Because if you give it stars, or just rate it, or whatever the platform you're on wants you to do, just give it lots of fucking love, because then other people find out about it. That would be really great. The other thing is, if you've been to Venice or Milan recently and you've got any hot tips on where I should go or what I should do, I'd love to hear really good tips. Anyway, that's me. Love you. Thanks so much. See you Friday. Bye.